You're listening to Let's Talk Business with Susan Smith, the brand new podcast which focuses on entrepreneurs from all over the world and every aspect of business. It also broadcasts on air in Ireland on Ross FM 94.6. And today, joining us on the phone, we have the speaker and entrepreneur Lorenzo Escobal. Lorenzo, you're very welcome to the studio today.
Thanks for having me here. It's such a pleasure. Like, even though, yes, I am calling in from Toronto, Canada. It's just afternoon time here. And, you know, I'm very honored to be here and actually, share a story to people there in Ireland.
That's fantastic. And I'm sure our listeners will be really, really glad to hear your story. Lorenzo, you're an entrepreneur. Can you tell me, were you entrepreneurial growing up?
No, realistically, no. Let me go back to my roots. So my background is Filipino, where in a sense where majority of us were raised in a sense that, you know, you do well in school, you get a good job, and then you just work your way up. So, you know, being an entrepreneur, it was actually by accident. So it was not something that I ever planned at all.
You faced rejection early on. You went to get a student painting franchise. Do you feel that being rejected at such a young age kind of strengthened you as a person at that time?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. So, you know, it's normal to receive a lot of rejections in your life, whether it's for personal or for a business. So when I applied to, you know, to be a franchisee for a student painting company at the time, they didn't believe that, you know, I got rejected in the sense that they didn't believe that I have the enough experience to run a business. So in a sense that I used that as a motivation, encouraged myself, you know, to push harder and actually prove that they're wrong.
That's always a good thing as well, if you take a positive from a rejection. This is something that I can completely identify with, by the way, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will too. You started your business with very little money and very little support. How did you stay motivated?
So let's go back as to what business I'm in. Auto detailing business. So it's called Inception Automotive Detailing. So the point of the business is it started first as a mobile service. So I would actually go door to door or go to people's homes or offices to actually clean and detail cars to make it look like new. So I started the business when I was in first year university. So that was back in 2011. I was 18 years old. I'm 25 years old now. So with $1,200, so that's $1,000 with the credit card limit and $200 in cash. So with a little capital, so you learn how to be the jack of all trades, in a sense where you literally did everything yourself. You're a one man army. And then with that little capital, I use it in a sense that I got myself motivated to do things very, very efficient. To get the business going from the ground up.
So you learned how to operate basically from day one with keeping your overheads low.
Exactly, yes, by being very efficient in everything that you do. You only buy things that's like crucial and then that's necessary to get the business going. Like, you'll have your list of needs and wants, but you'll only get the things that you need first before your wants.
Well, I was reading there as well, Lorenzo, that you actually covered your costs with your first client. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, exactly. So I had a $150 Google AdWords credit at first. So it was free, right? So it was a free credit. So I decided to try it out. So, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing on Google AdWords. So I just clicked a bunch of buttons here and there, just tried to follow their little step-by-step guide. And then soon enough, I got a phone call on my personal cell phone, because I didn't have a business line yet at the time. So I got a call, and it happened to be a regional transit company in the Toronto region. Where pretty much what they wanted me to do was come on site to their workplace to actually detail the executive and supervisor vehicles. So it was, I think, 7 or 8 vehicles. So probably spent about $60 at the time, and then received about $2,000 at the end.
Wow.
Where it paid off $1,200 and made a little bit of money there.
And was that massively satisfying for you to cover your costs so quickly?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah. So it was covered within 2 weeks after starting the Google AdWords campaign. So I started the business March of 2011, and during the because I was still in school full time, so everything was done on the side, in a sense that after we were done, you know, for the school year. So usually our vacations are between May to August. That was when I commenced the operations in May. Within 2 weeks, like, the whole cost was paid off, and it was definitely satisfying for sure.
Can you tell me what has been the most rewarding part of being in your own business for you?
Connecting with clients. Also, the fact, you know, I've met some owners where are some people where, because you have to go through the secretary and things like that. But it was really satisfying when, because we do high-end detailing work, so sometimes, you know, some clients, you know, they could pay up to $15,000 to actually detail a car, right?
Gosh, where it'll really?
Take, you know, it'll take a good, like, number of weeks to perfect the work.
That's incredible.
So when you, really satisfying when these owners are the ones who's actually calling you. So in a sense, I get paid to network. That's how I see the positive.
And can you tell me, what does it involve? What does detailing a car actually involve, just for anybody who might not be aware of it?
Yeah, so for us, the way I define detailing is we provide you what's called the new car driving experience, in a sense that, you know, we can clean your car to a sense that, you know, it looks like just as if you bought it again.
Wow.
Just as if, you know, you picked it up from showroom, right? So we always, so after we finish our work, we'll always have this wow reaction, you know, from the client where it says, where directions are like, oh, my car looks so clean. It's like a brand new car. It's like a whole new beginning, right? So so it's not your regular car wash service where you're just, you know, scrubbing it with some soaps and suds here and there, but it's an actual full service where we'll actually go through every nook and cranny in the car to actually make it look like you just picked it up from the dealership.
Can you tell me, what is the most impressive car you have ever worked on?
Oh, well, there's a lot. a lot of vehicles. Like, I've worked on a lot of high-end exotics, from your, you know, Lamborghinis, your Ferraris,
wow,
Maseratis, you know, Teslas as well. So, you know, like, the, you know, the Gallardos, Aventadors, you know, they're great and everything. But I would say, the most unique ones are the classic vehicles where, you know, they've been produced, they've been produced, you know, at a limited,
editions,
you know, run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Editions where sometimes these classic cars can auction well over $1 million.
Wow.
Some limited edition Porsches that I've worked on. And then there's some, there's one called the Porsche Singer, the Singer 911. So that one's a very, well-known, car that's redesigned, and then, you know, just getting it rebuilt cost well over $600,000. So it's you know, it's very satisfying, you know, and very, I'm very privileged in a sense that I get to work on all of these high-end vehicles because our clients actually trust us, right? So I've done some private collections where some of my clients have, you know, about 30 cars in their collections, and then I'll actually travel for it. So sometimes I'll fly out to other cities where just to actually clean their cars.
Wow, that's actually incredible work. It really, really is. And just from your bio earlier, you started the business in 2011. By 2015, you had Google Canada as a client. Can you tell me how that happened?
It was funny because Google found us on Google, right? So it was actually the Canadian headquarters where they needed somebody to go on site to actually detail their employees as personal vehicles on site, right? So what this person did was just fill the inquiry box online, and then when I saw the email extension at google.com, I was like, this cannot be true. I got back to them in a timely manner, and then had an in-person meeting at the Canadian headquarters in Waterloo, in the city of Waterloo. So they were actually located in other cities, about an hour's drive from where we are.
Okay.
And so we had an in-person meeting. You know, I was going through, you know, their needs and what are they looking for, and then created a solution package to which, you know, it actually met their needs, and then decided to move forward. So I got the yes just a day before my 23rd birthday. So I was just 22 there.
That's amazing. Amazing. And how did you feel when you left that meeting?
I didn't know what was going on at first, maybe it didn't really kick hard until, you know, a couple months later that we were actually working with one of the most well-known companies in the world. So it led us to other opportunities, because now once you have that company in your portfolio, then other big companies started contacting us. So like Tesla's another big one that we actually have a much even bigger relationship than Google at this time.
I was actually just going to ask you about that, and I'm wild with envy here because Tesla is one. It's one of my favorite driving experiences, and I just recently had a spin in one, and I'm thinking of buying one. But I'm also fascinated with Elon Musk as well. But how does it feel to be to have Tesla as your client?
Oh, it's very privileged, and I'll be upfront with Tesla. Like we do have some, you know, non-disclosure sign, but in general, mm-hmm. It is, you know, it's not for everybody in a sense that they look nothing but excellence. In a sense that they want to do things perfect, and then, you know, it's a very, very fast-paced industry. So what I enjoyed about it is it really gave me an actual challenge to meet their needs, to meet the Tesla standards, right? So, you know, we have an open contract with them in a sense that not only we service, the detailing on some of their service centers in the Toronto area, but we actually have a charging partnership with Tesla, where if you have a Tesla vehicle, you can actually come to our detailing location. So while your car is getting cleaned up, it gets a free recharge as well of the car.
Excellent.
So we're the only company in North America who got approved for that. And then we're publicly listed on Tesla's website and also on their Vico charging directory as well.
God, that's an incredible achievement. Congratulations on securing that client. You've achieved numerous awards over the course of your career. Can you talk to us about what will be your proudest moment in business to date?
The proudest moment on business to date is, yes, the awards are one thing where we have been awarded the Consumer's Choice Award for, you know, being the best in the auto detailing in the regions we are. So we're in three regions in the Greater Toronto Area, so the York Region, the Toronto Central, and the GTA North as well. So, it's really good in the sense that for a very small and very efficient team, so we're just under 10 people, but we do things extremely efficient in the sense that we can actually work on well over 100 vehicles each month and actually do a terrific job on it. And then so we actually serve the whole Greater Toronto Area. So we have an in-house location, but we also have a mobile service still mm-hmm. where we go on site to actually do the detailing work. So having these awards, it's definitely a test to our excellence, like providing, you know, the unrivaled detailing service to our clients, where we are a premium service as well. So we're one of the most expensive detailing businesses in the Greater Toronto Area. But, you know, we do have those expectations where we treat every client vehicle as if it was our own cars.
Well, that's very obviously the secret to your success. Can you talk to me, just going back a little bit, you did serve time in the army. Do you feel that this helped you to maintain the discipline that's required to run a successful business?
100%. The discipline that I learned in the military. And when I was in the military for 4 years, so I served in the reserves. So I was a field artillery soldier in the 7th Toronto Royal Canadian Artillery Regiment. So I was firing the howitzers, in the gun detachment. So I was a private rank or gunner, which is the lowest rank. And so I did that for 4 years where, you know, you learn how to follow orders, but you learn how to follow orders from your superiors, and then the discipline, the stress, knowing how to adapt to changes unexpectedly. So which you know, in the business world, it happens all the time. You need to learn how to adapt to change and learn how to just manage whatever, you know, if there's a certain problem that arises, you know, you can actually manage it without getting stressed out, right? So also, you know, sometimes there are those times where everyone's just hustling, you're pulling all those late night hours, those the all-nighters. It really helped a lot in a sense where I managed to be very disciplined about it, and then grow it to where it is now.
Can you talk to me a little bit about coaching? Do you have a coach, or have you ever had a coach? And can you talk to us a bit about that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So one of my coaches, and then I give a lot of credit to, is JT Fox. So JT Fox have been my coach for about since 2014. So he became a coach of mine. I graduated. university. So it's, you know, 4 years later, it's the things that I learned from himself, but also his organization and the other coaches, it definitely propelled the business to the next level where I wouldn't have imagined, you know, I wouldn't have imagined, right, if I didn't get the support, right? So there was a lot that I learned for sure. And then also just traveling as well, where you get to meet a lot of like-minded entrepreneurs as well. So, you know, those who surround yourself with is who you become. So I surround myself with people who are far more successful than me, but also some of my clients, a lot of them are more successful than me. So, you know, I have to network and I always ask questions. And then that's how you grow. So I do have a lot of mentors as well.
So just before we came on air here today, we discussed that we were both at the National Achievers Congress in London there last year. And you were saying that you actually spoke on stage. Do you do a lot of public speaking? And do you feel nervous before you come out and speak to an audience?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I still do. I do. I get nervous well when I speak on stage. But once you're on stage, it goes away. But really, sometimes it's you know, you have that fear of uncertainty. Like with every entrepreneur, everyone has that fear of uncertainty because you never know in which direction your business will go, whether if you're going to make it or not, right? So, so that's why as much as you try to plan for things, it doesn't always happen, right? So you learn how to adjust accordingly depending on whatever situation you're in.
So the first time you went on stage, how did you deal with the nerves?
This was years ago. So when I was on stage as well, too. So I learned how to just, you know, take a deep breath, just relax, like calm down your heart rate, right? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to public speaking, and you know, like I've been in interviews where, you know, over a million people have been listening. So recently there was one that I had in South Africa, at the one of the largest, I think the largest radio station in Johannesburg, which is 702 Radio. So you know, I know for a fact that there's like a lot of listeners there. And at the end of the day, you just have to be genuine about yourself and just speak from the heart, right?
Yeah.
So speak from the heart, and then, you know, you're there for a reason, right? So you're there to definitely, you know, share your story, inspire people, but also provide value as well, right? So you know, I know that, you know, things are done right, and so that's why, you know, I learned how to overcome, just because you know for a fact that your story will make a difference for somebody.
Yes, exactly. When you were starting out, your family and friends thought you were crazy. Can I ask you, are your family proud of you now?
I know they are. They don't say it directly, though. Yeah. I know they are, though. I know they are, but they're not the vocal type. So,
okay.
But I know they are. Because initially, when I got into the business world, so in my family, majority were, you know, before there were, you know, doctors, teachers, lawyers, nurses, right? So much, or engineer.
Yeah.
So I was the only one where I went the other direction. You know, starting a business, but. You know, in the business, like you're in the car detailing, right? So for some people, it doesn't always look as appealing just because, oh, yeah, you're scrubbing cars, cleaning cars or whatever. But, you know, having those doubts, you know, like I said, it motivated me to prove that you can actually make a living and a healthy living out of it.
Absolutely. And I mean, when you talk about scrubbing cars or cleaning cars, you've completely revolutionized your business and you're getting, I mean, you can claim a fee of up to €15,000 for detailing a car. And I mean, there's certainly, if you were working in a job, there's some people and that's their salary, you know, for a year. So I think you've done a superb job on the business there. Lorenzo, we're almost coming to the end of our interview here, but can you tell me what's coming up for you in the future? What's the goal? What's the plan?
Well, there's actually a lot of opportunities. So I am going back to Africa, so South Africa, in July for some work with the Mandela family, actually. So Ndaba Mandela. I made a contribution to his charity. And then so I'm coming back there not only to celebrate the 100 years after his birth, where, to which I'll be in a gala, but also see the charity. See the charity of the African Rising Foundation, where so I said that I wanted the money to go towards, you know, buying some school supplies or pay some tuition for some disadvantaged youth, right? So I do believe investing in the youth is important, because they will eventually be the leaders of, you know, our world, right? So, you know, by having a good foundation and giving them those tools to be successful, you know, it'll definitely, you'll be able to reap your rewards later on, right? So there's also business opportunities that I am looking in South Africa as well, but also in the UK. And then I do want to visit Ireland in the summertime.
Lorenzo, how do people contact you if they want to contact you for business or for coaching? How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, I do have a personal website, lorenzoescobal.com. Okay. Or if you actually look at Inception Automotive Detailing, which is actually my main company, there are the phone numbers there to which, you know, I do have one of my team members, you know, picking up and seeing these emails, and then they can always forward it to me, right? So we're easily accessible.
That's fantastic. Well, Lorenzo, congratulations on all of your achievements to date. I think that you're a fascinating young man and a successful entrepreneur. And it's an absolute credit to you, all you have achieved at such a young age. Thank you so much for speaking with us today also.
Thank you for having me here.